Señor. Hallelujah. Our Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Thank you for great testimony you shall give us. Testimonies of your power. Testimonies of your grace. Testimonies of your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, because you will change our lives to begin to look the way you want it to look. Thank you for how you have made all things work together for our good. Thank you for how you have been helping us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for enforcing your will and desires to prevail in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever. In Jesus' name. We thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us on every side. Thank you for making it easy for us to grow spiritually. Thank you for helping us to mature in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the teachings, Bible study classes we have been receiving on this platform. Thank you for how you have been using these messages of truth to liberate us, to revive us, and to transform us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you will be showing us this evening. Thank you because you will teach us again by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, because you will shine your light on our souls and spirit. And by the power of your word, you will destroy darkness forever. Thank you, Lord. I ask, oh God, that as we will be having another class session right now, let your Holy Spirit take over this session. Let everyone be blessed. Let your word do everyone good. And let us glorify your name by the end of this teaching. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are moving to a very new topic. And I will name the title of the topic, The Need for Believers Fellowship. The need to fellowship with one another. Yeah. You can choose any of the two. The need for believers fellowship or the need to fellowship with one another as believers. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Yeah, fine. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some heat, but exalting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Now, let me read it from another translation, so you can understand very well. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Yeah, I'm reading from New Living Translation. It says, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Yeah, it says, let us not neglect meeting together, as some people do. So, which means that even in the days of the apostles, there were some brethren who felt like there's no need for them to fellowship with other believers. Maybe they felt like they already know everything about the scriptures, or they already know everything about the kingdom of God, about the gospel, about Jesus Christ. Yeah, so they felt like, why should we come together again? Yeah. And because they do not see the importance of believers' fellowship, these people, they began to neglect the fellowship of the brethren. So we must not neglect the fellowship of the brethren. Yeah, it is wrong, and sometimes it is dangerous. Yeah, it is wrong, and sometimes very dangerous to neglect the fellowship with other believers. And in that particular verse, the writer gave a reason, which is among many reasons. I mean, that's just a single reason among many reasons why we should not neglect meeting together as Christians. He said as so much the more as you see the day approaching. Yeah. He said, because Jesus, the coming of the Lord Jesus is now very near. So we should fellowship together so that we can encourage one another. Because that encouragement will help us to make it when it comes. Yeah. We should fellowship together so that we can encourage one another, because that encouragement that happens when we meet together will make us to be ready for the Lord's return. Yeah. Whether we like it or not, let me not use the word like it or not. Whether we are conscious of it or not, the Lord is coming for his people. Whether we are waiting for it or not, the Lord is coming, and he will come. Though when he comes, he will meet some in the grave. Yeah, because some would have died, and of course some have died. I mean Christians, some who are Christians have already died, and some will still die before Jesus comes. But the fact remains that he is another. Yeah, because he will come, whether we believe or not, whether we are conscious of it or not, whether we are expecting it or not, he will come. Yeah, he will come, and we must be ready. And one of the ways to be ready is for us to fellowship with one another, for us to continue to fellowship with one another, and to continue to encourage one another. Yeah. The believers who have already died, are still waiting for his coming. I believe you know that. The believers who have already died, they are still waiting for Jesus coming. And we that we are still alive, we are also still waiting for his coming. Yeah. So the realm where Christians who died in Christ, Christians who died in righteousness, the realm that they are now is not the realm they will be after Jesus comes. Yeah. The realm, the Christians who died in righteousness, the Christians who died in holiness, the realm that they are now is not the realm they will be when Jesus comes, when the rapture happens. Yeah. So they have been kept in paradise. So they have not really entered into the kingdom as it is. They are in heaven, but not in the kingdom as it is. Not as they should be in heaven. They are not yet accessing the fullness of the kingdom. Yeah, it's just like they are resting wherever they are. They are just like in a state of rest, waiting for Jesus to come, waiting for the rapture to happen. So they are not yet in the kingdom as they should be in the kingdom. So the only thing is that they will be in the kingdom, because if they make it to paradise, they will definitely, they have already made it to the kingdom, but they are still waiting for the rapture. Yeah, so that is why waiting for Jesus is not about he might not come before I die. That is not what it means. Like, let's say, if I tell you now that are you waiting for the rapture? Are you prepared to go with Jesus when he comes? Yeah, if I tell you that, if I ask you that question, you are not supposed to be thinking like, I think I would have died before he comes. No. Yeah, you're not supposed to be thinking like, people have been saying he's going to come since thousands of years, and up to now, he has not yet come. You're not supposed to think like that as a Christian. Yeah, you're supposed to be waiting for him to come. So whether you are still alive when he will come, I mean, whether you will be alive when he will come, or you will not be alive when he will come, we have to be waiting for him. Why? Because even the dead in Christ, Christians who have died, they are still waiting wherever they are right now. I mean, those ones that died righteously or died in righteousness, wherever they are still waiting. Yeah. So we must put ourselves in that state of waiting. It's part of your righteousness as a Christian to always live every day expecting that Jesus is coming. That was how the early Christians lived their life. In fact, the early Christians, they don't have plans for tomorrow. Yeah. And if I said they will have plans for tomorrow, what they will say is that if the Lord tarries, yeah, whenever they are talking with each other, they will say, okay, we'll go there tomorrow if the Lord tarries. Meaning, if Jesus has not come before tomorrow, so we will go there. So all of them, they are always expecting him. They are always expecting his coming. So they were not thinking of, he might not come in this century. Yeah, I might have died before he comes. So no one is thinking like that because they have an understanding that even those that have died are still waiting for him. Yeah, both the living and the dead, they are still waiting for the coming of Jesus. Yeah, so you must let that mind be in you because it is part of your righteousness. If you are not expecting his coming, you might not make it to his kingdom. Yeah, that's one of the secrets of making heaven. If you don't live your life as if he's going to come in the next minute, as if Jesus will come in the next minute, then you might not make it to heaven. Yeah, that is why we should not be thinking like the unbeliever who are saying that they have been saying it, you know, they have been preaching it, it's coming, and he never came. Don't think like those people. You are different. Yeah. So live as if it's coming the next minute. Because the more we are expectant of his coming, number one, the more we will qualify to enter his kingdom. And number two, the more the days will be shortened. Because if the days are not shortened, a lot of people will not have a chance to make heaven. Yeah, but I don't want to go into those details. Yeah, if God did not shorten the days of waiting for his coming,